Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with local historian Michael Zaz about the documentary Saving Brenton, returning to the State Theater.
I don't know exactly, but I'm thinking probably Saving Brenton has been at more film festivals than probably 98% of the films that go to film festivals, because we've been, I think, 30 or so film festivals. And for a lot of films, even some of the major ones, maybe just go to one festival. And so we've been all over, and it's fun.
Is it tiring?
No, I don't let it be tiring, because I know it's not going to keep happening. It'll come to a sudden halt here pretty soon, probably. I've had a lot of people say, are you tired? And I don't know whether I seem tired. I don't feel tired. I just feel like we need to be out there promoting Iowa and Washington County. Another event coming up is Saving Brenton will be on nationwide public television January 1st. And that's a day I thought, well, there's a lot of people watch television that day, but it's mostly football and parades. But they say that's a day when it's a holiday, people are home, and they watch television. And so they thought that would be a real good time to put this film. It'll be a shortened version. I recommend people to see the whole version. I'm kind of afraid to see the short version. But then after that, the DVDs will be able to be publicly advertised. And, I don't know, just one more exciting thing. We have dates into the future. I've got one date in September of 2020. So it just keeps happening.
And we've talked about in the past, it all comes back to Iowa. Can you talk about how geography and history are so closely intertwined?
Well, that's the reason why this collection is staying here. I think the Brenton collection means so much more when it's close to where it was actually used. California wanted it, New York wanted it, and that wouldn't expose people to the Iowa part of it. They would say it's from Iowa, but that's like saying the caucuses are in Iowa. That doesn't mean you know where they're at. And here, Iowa is being promoted all over the world. And it has been wonderful. And then we just got back from Missouri. People could see Missouri in the film, or Midwest in the film. And, you know, people came up and would say, I've never been to Iowa, but my grandmother was from there. And so it's just kind of rekindling a pride in Iowa. And just the idea that I can legitimately say we're the heart of America, geographically, historically, culturally, it's wonderful to be able to do that promotion. But geography and history need to be more connected all the way through the study of both of those disciplines.
So, with the Pines coming to Washington, what kind of impact does that have with the history, geography, community tie?
Well, when the film guys said that they had picked music for the film, and one of the songs was entitled Grace Hill, and that didn't make the final cut into the movie, but originally it was going to be part of the film. And I said, well, that's a very unusual name for a song, Grace Hill. And I said, Frank Brenton was from Grace Hill. And then I found out that the people who had written that song, I had taken to Grace Hill on field trips. So just tying all that together is just great. And to have the Pines come back, I hope it'll be the first of many times here. But, you know, maybe they can be part of some of the celebrations here and such, because I think people will really enjoy them. And they were so excited about coming. When we were in Duluth, they did a concert, but also we gave them some of the silent films a week ahead for them to put music to. And they were excited about that. And it was great to, it's great to work with old kids.
It's interesting to me too, how the arts are so embedded here in Washington. Everything from the films over a century old to modern music, all starting here in Washington.
Right. And I've said this all over the country, that Iowa is the entertainment capital of the country. And I've said that in Los Angeles, and I've said it in New York. And then I can show how it is. You know, Washington County had over 70 buildings for the purpose of entertainment. Now, we've never had over 20,000 people. That's a lot. And I don't know that any other place in the country can match that, even large cities. And when I say that, there's just gasps in the audiences because you have 20,000 people and through time you've had over 70 entertainment halls. And I said, yeah, Brighton had 10, you know, not all at the same time, but many towns maybe had one. But, you know, even in our county, Haskins, which 20 people had used to have more, but it had an entertainment hall. Paris, that had only 20 people, didn't have a hall, but they put up a tent and brought in the Brentons, and 1,000 people came. We aren't producing all the entertainment. We are the audience for a lot of that entertainment. And the audience is half of all entertainment. And when I say we're the entertainment capital, I said it's not New York. It's not Los Angeles. And Frank Brenton was invited to bring his show to California in 1905. And, you know, now people would say, well, that was kind of silly that he didn't do it. But he had an audience here. He knew Iowa people would come to his show, and they did. And in California, he wasn't sure of that. And in 1905, Iowa had more people than California. So he was very wise. He was a brilliant entertainer. And he stayed here because that's where the people who loved to be entertained lived.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with local historian Michael Zaz talking about Saving Brenton returning to the State Theater and the Pines performing a concert. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.